Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Well, you gave us a nice little tease earlier.
Yeah, I don't believe this poll for 1 second.
All right.
Okay, and this is why we test them, because I find these stats online. They are real studies.
Jazeel's doing the quotation marks.
Yeah, real. I thought they would have got that from the voice. Real studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can hear it.
Yeah, they can hear it, right? I think they can.
Yeah, you're right.
And so we like to test them to see if they are actually real studies.
I like that.
Get in touch, 0429 985 985. Quick poll, we want to know, have you ever secretly hidden unwanted food? Now, what do I mean by that?
Yeah.
Let's say you go to a restaurant, let's say you go to a mother-in-law's house,
yeah,
or anyone for that matter, your friends.
Yep.
They give you something, you don't like it.
I say, at a restaurant, I simply wouldn't eat it. If it was my family, I would say, this is horrible, I'm not going to eat it. Anyone else, I would just eat it.
I would just
grin and bear it, and I would eat it as quick as I could, and then drink a lot of water, and then move on.
So you've never put it in a napkin, put it in your pocket, thrown it away, given it to the dog under the table? You've never hidden the food?
Never, 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 never.
Are you serious?
I think because I'm afraid of getting found out. So the
wow.
thought of getting found out is scarier to me than eating something I don't like.
Not even as a kid.
No, you know what? I don't think I even did it as a kid.
Wow, you're like a golden child.
No, but I think it was because my parents were like, you need to eat that.
And you were like, you're right, I do.
No.
I will eat that Brussels sprout.
Like silver side corned beef.
Oh, yeah, that's not the best.
And like overcooked vegetables, cabbage or whatever, and I'd have to sit there and just eat it.
Well, I'm going to give you some stats right now. 10% of people admit that they hate their friends cooking but will never tell them.
Aww.
Yeah. So that means someone in this building, maybe.
I would never hate Talana's cooking.
Talana's cooking
is
great,
like,
actually.
She's the best cook
yeah.
ever.
But
so
she
it's not
did,
hers.
She did a course.
Oh, you're right. She
yeah,
like
she's
a,
qualified in cooking.
She's like a culinary
master chef
pastry.
We always get it wrong. Anyway.
Completely different.
Have you ever secretly hidden unwanted food? I'd love to hear from you. 0429 985 985. Just a yes or a no.
Is this as an adult?
This is as an adult.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think a lot of kids will secretly hide it.
Yeah.
But as an adult, 18 plus, have you hidden food? Now, at first I thought, oh, no, but I have.
Have you?
I was at a wedding once, and the food, I can't even remember what it was, because normally at weddings they serve these fancy things.
Yeah.
You don't even know what it's called. You can't pronounce it. Anyway, I took a bite, and I was like, that's disgusting. I can't finish that. And there was a bush behind me. So it's quite easy when the speeches are on, everyone's looking that way.
Yeah.
You toss the food the other way. Done. No one will ever know.
So now thinking, right? No, because it's not hidden food. So if it's like hors d'oeuvres or something, I take a bite, I don't like it.
You just throw it out.
I'll just keep it in the napkin. But actually gone and been like at a table and hidden it in my napkin to dispose of.
You've never done that.
I've never done that.
Have you ever secretly hidden unwanted food? You're at a dinner, whether it be, well, anything really.
What's on the menu?
Ham. Shaved ham.
For dinner?
For dinner, yeah.
All right.
It's like Christmas time, like a nice ham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of potatoes. Anyway, you don't like the ham. What do you do with it?
Eat it.
See, yeah, you would eat it.
I would eat it.
What if you were vegetarian?
Well, I would have told them before I came over for dinner.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Hey, get in touch. Have you ever secretly hidden unwanted food? 0429 985 985. A few texts coming through here. One from Caroline. No, never.
Right, Caroline.
Reggie says, no, I haven't.
This one from Marissa. Yes, I put it in a flower pot under the soil. It was meat and I'm a vegan. I didn't tell them I was vegan because they'd give me a hard time.
But that's gross, because if you think about it, meat's just going to rot and get all
stinky.
Gross.
Ugh.
So but it might
she,
be
I
right
think
for
she
the
buried
first...
it, though. She said under the soil.
Oh, you'd have to go deep.
You're
Can
okay?
I just scatter a little bit on top? No,
scatter your meat around.
Oh, the maggots are going to rock up.
Ew.
It's obviously an indoor plant. Oh, gross. Another one here from Crystal. No, being a gluten-free vegetarian, I normally need to tell in advance. Fair enough.
Yeah, that is fair enough.
I guess if you've got dietary requirements,
yep.
then maybe this wouldn't happen to you as much. But some people just are like, this is my signature dish. It's
amazing.
Yeah,
you need to try it. Come over for my filet mignon. I don't know what that is. I think it's meat.
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon. I think it's a cut of beef. I don't know.
I really should know this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway,
filet mignon. Someone
clearly
will
we're
someone
not cultured
will tell
enough.
Us what it is.
Yeah, well,
it was a
3 seconds.
Fancy dish.
So 10% of people admit that they hate their friends cooking, but will never tell them.
That's amazing.
But also, this is on Reddit. There's not all the stats, but this question here: what do you do when you don't like someone's food? I got the top two answers.
Eat it.
Number one, request for more salt and pepper and flavor it until you like it.
Oh, okay.
That's the number one suggestion. Number two, move it around your plate and keep the conversation going until you can take your plate away without them noticing.
Aww.
So you sit there with a plate full of food.
Pretend to eat.
You just move it around.
You know, I had like, I bought one of those pasta meals from like the supermarket the other day.
Yeah.
It was so bland.
Oh.
Salt and pepper and chili flakes later.
Boom. Amazing.
Amazing.
See, that's the top number one. That's request for salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper and chili flakes, please.
I need all. These are my favorite spices. Let us know. 0429 985 985. I'll give you the results up next. But have you ever secretly hidden unwanted food? I'm going to throw my wife under the bus.
Yeah.
This has happened quite a few times. Where
really?
she will hand me something in a napkin because she's normally wearing a dress or something.
Yeah.
She can't put it anywhere. And she's like, put this in your pocket.
Under the table?
Under
like
the table.
Like clandestine
yep.
food
yep.
scraps.
And then I've got to put it in my pocket and leave it there for the entire night until we get out.
What if they have like a dog?
And then the dog just like constantly sniffing.
That's my biggest fear though, is I've hidden food in my pockets and then I get found out. Like the dog's like rips open my pocket and all this food comes tumbling out.
Got a call from Nelly. Nelly, how are you going?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you guys going this afternoon?
So good. Nelly, let us know. Have you secretly hidden food?
I have.
What?
I have, to be honest.
What happened?
Well, I went to a friend's place and they had been raving for about 6 months about the specialty soup that they make.
Specialty
and
soup?
And it contained sea snails.
Sea snails?
Yes.
What did they taste like?
Ooh.
Nothing like snails,
oh.
like French snails, and it is such an acquired taste
oh.
that instantly I just wanted to vomit.
Oh,
oh no! Does it taste kind of like seafood?
Kind of fish, like seafood, chicken and fish all in
one.
Sounds
off.
It's got such a strong flavour, and I guess my friends are so used to it. And they just adore it. It really is a treat. But it just, it's such a strong flavour that I just wanted to vomit. And so I kept hiding it. And I drank the liquid and I was too embarrassed to say I didn't like it. But I hid the snails underneath the rice.
Did they ever say anything to you, Nelly?
Yeah.
They asked after the rest of the family, and I just said, oh, my goodness, it was just such a strange and unique taste.
I love it. It's hanging around it. Strange and unique.
Yes, it's well worth having a try and seeing if you can actually taste it.
But I'll pass.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like something I might
yeah,
like.
No, thank you.
Nelly, thank you so much for the call. And I love that because that's also the 10% of people admit that they hate their friend's food but will never tell them.
That's lovely.
Okay. So, the stats.
The stats. All right, what? I've collated 985's stats.
Okay, yep. The actual stats are 50% of adults have secretly hidden unwanted food in a napkin.
50% of you?
50%.
Well, you and your wife have, so that
makes
sense.
But I don't know anyone else that does it. Like, you don't do it, Talana doesn't do it.
Well, that's 50% there.
Good call. So what does the 98.5 family reckon?
40% of you have
Wow, so it's actually pretty
food.
Close.
It's pretty close.
Just goes to think all
sneaky,
those times.
Sneaky.
I reckon. And is it always a napkin? Like, for me, I'm just too loose and I just throw it over the shoulder into a bush.
Make sure no one's watching you. You couldn't do that if everyone's watching you at the table.
I
just
wonder.
Just throwing his food behind him again.
I'm just opening the window. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Toss it outside. I wonder if there's any unique ways of getting rid of food.
Oh.
Like, has anyone gone to the lengths of putting it in their shoe?
No one's going to put food in their shoe.
I don't know. If you don't
just
want to
slip it down
offend
the
someone.
Side of your boot.
Who knows?
Could you imagine them
pocket?
Walking in it?
Oh, gross. Sea snails.
That was a really good sound effect.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.